Lifestyle Matters. It's More Than Money. I'm Faisal Karmali, and filling in for Dave Popowich is Rob Gary. Rob, welcome.
Yay, good to be here.
It's going to be a great show today. Couple reasons. Dave's not here right now, which is good. We did pre-record an interview with one of the largest bond managers in the world. I think this was, they came into town. They wanted to chat with us. We have regular meetings with them, and there's a lot to understand what's happening out in the bond market and why people can make a pretty good rate of return.
And I think it's the interesting conversation to have, because we always hear in the media about equities, certain companies, right? And it's never about specific bonds or how bonds can perform in a given market. And the big one is, it's not just Canadian bonds that we want to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. Where's the money to be made? If it's not just in Canada, then where? Very interesting conversation that we had. And what was also a topic this week that was of interest was inflation's cooling. 2.7% is the rate, down from 2.9%. But that what was interesting about this is that the Bank of Canada has a whole bunch of different metrics to figure out where inflation's going. And some of it's core inflation, some of it's headline, some of it's, you know, there's certain subsections of inflation that they're looking at. And for the fourth straight month, the median CPI, all of the median number, has gone down.
Was there any underlying metrics that you saw that is the indicator that it is actually slowing further? We always talk about service.
Yeah, so service costs were still up 4.2%. That was higher than what we expected. Goods was only up 1%. And so what you're going to start to see is a lot more companies start cutting their prices of their goods, either to keep market share or to keep customers coming. Best example, we've got the war of the burgers now happening in the United States. It's going to trickle up here, I'm sure of it. McDonald's versus Burger King versus Wendy's, and they're coming out with these $5 value meals. Target's cutting their prices. So you're going to start to see on the goods section, there's going to be a bit of a price war happening, or we'll call it a value war, depending
on how you look at it. Consumer's looking for the value.
The consumer is quite... is tapping slowly, and they want to look at opportunities.
And we had a shortened trading week here in Canada. Still a ton other things going on. With the other highlights, we saw some AI conversation, right? on coming in again. We're getting that every day, every week, but we had some big earnings on that side.
Yeah. So just look at NVIDIA and how they did on their numbers. Oh my Lord, that was just took off. And in fact, the day that NVIDIA announced their earnings, the next day the markets didn't do so well.
No.
But NVIDIA did. And what was interesting about this is that they also declared a 10-for-1 stock split. And why I say it's interesting, because there's real no value change in the fundamentals of a company if they do a stock split. Right. But it now attracts more people to that name. It will attract employees when they get shares from the company. So if you got $1,000 worth of stock, which was one share, now you get 10 shares. It feels better.
Psychological aspect of getting into a stock at $800 to $1,000.
Yep. And $1,000 per share price is deterrent to a lot of individual retail investors as well.
Yeah.
And so why would I own one share, or why would I want to get in? I don't get that many shares. For some reason, people think the number of shares is important versus the value of your investment.
And in the earnings call, also, the market was looking for an indication on how much further AI can go.
Yeah. And that's it's now we're starting to see, especially in the data services side, think of Google Cloud, Oracle Cloud, Microsoft Azure, AWS from Amazon. These companies are using, which is those four that I just mentioned, it's about 41% of NVIDIA's data services business.
Huge.
They're able to buy these chips for $1 and rent them out for $5. Like it's the growth on this. Now, of course, it's not going to stay at that big of a spread forever, but it just tells you now the utilization of AI it's starting to make more sense. There's going to be a lot of companies that are going to still talk about AI and not make any money from it or not make a profit from it. So that's still in the case, but there are going to be a few out there that are going to be just really changing the overall market.
Mm-hmm. I saw another interesting point here in Canada, and I know that you love to talk about pension returns. So do you want to, we saw CPP come out with what they made, right?
And we watch CPP and other pension plans and what they're doing and what's on their investment board and what's on their models and so forth. The Canadian pension plan announced an 8% rate of return year over year, which sounds like a good number.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what people need to understand is that when you're a portfolio manager, when you have a portfolio of positions and investments, you need to have a benchmark so you know what you're comparing yourself to. You can go after a simple rate of return, but then you don't really understand how much risk are you taking to get that rate of return. What if you just bought the benchmark? Wouldn't it have been cheaper, easier, mm-hmm. and better? So on those types of things that come out. And so in this case, with CPP, the investment board made an 8% rate of return, but their benchmark was 19% rate of return for 1 year. Let's go further out. Let's give them some credit and say, okay, there's going to be some years you're not going to match or beat the index or their benchmark, sorry. You go further out 10 years, 9.2% rate of return. That's a really good return for pensioners. Their benchmark, 9.5. So they're underperforming their benchmark. Now, one of two things are probably going to happen, Rob. Number one, they're going to change the benchmark.
Yep.
you laugh at that because that happens in our industry. Oh, this is not going according to how we invest, so let's change the benchmark. Okay, that's one option. Number two, they'll have to change the portfolio. It's easier to change the benchmark than it is to change the portfolio, especially when you're dealing with $632 billion of people's money. You just can't quickly make changes in the market. So they will probably change the benchmark to, instead of being heavily exposed to equities and mm-hmm. bonds in Canada, they're gonna change it to include some other metrics, which might be the right thing to do. Also, managers' bonuses are based on how their performance is versus their benchmark. And so it's going to be interesting to see what they come up with. But again, the pension plan doing very well, well-funded, but underperforming versus their benchmark. So something that we can all learn from it when you have a pension plan.
Yeah, fair.
Let me bring one up to you.
Yeah.
The Office of the Superintendent of Financial Institutions are raising this red flag. And here, check out this stat. 76% of mortgages outstanding as of February 2024 will be coming up for renewal by the end of 2026. 76%.
Massive.
You want to see why they're raising a red flag? If we go back, let's go 5 years ago, 4 years ago, mm-hmm. interest rates were in the 2 and 3% range. They're now in the 6 and 7% range. I'm speaking of variable rate mortgages here. You're going to get some sticker shock. And here's where the impact happens. Over the next few years, watch the number of people that will reach out to us, clients, as well as listeners and viewers of the show. And they will say, my child's mortgage rate just went up. They're having a tough time. They may not be able to make the payment or live the same standard lifestyle. I'm going to take money out of my retirement savings and help them.
Tough one.
And so you may come across this. Please make sure you get the proper financial advice before you start helping out the kids. Not saying you shouldn't help out the kids, but just be aware of what the risks you're taking, because the sticker shock from going from 2% to 7%, especially if the Bank of Canada doesn't cut interest rates aggressively, you're going to be surprised, and it's going to be impactful that you don't want your kids to suffer. So you're going to have that feeling that you got to help, and just get the advice before you do that.
You got it. Tons of conversation too on what options you have out there, fixed, variable, what it's going to be.
Pay it down. And if your mortgage is coming up for maturity over the next 3 to 5 years, get the advice now on what are your options.
Yeah.
And see what you can afford and can't afford if there's going to be a cash flow impact to you. But of course, that's some of the stuff that we're going to be talking about at our upcoming seminars. We've got two of them, one in Calgary, one in Lethbridge, on how to protect your retirement with all this stuff that's going on in the world. Rob, when are those seminars?
You got it. Join us for the Calgary seminar Tuesday, June 4th, 7 p.m. in person at the Carriage House in Lethbridge is coming up Tuesday, June 18th, 7 p.m. in person at the Sandman Signature Hotel. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com. Or connect with us on Facebook to register.
Want to make money in your portfolio when it's not in the stock market? We'll tell you how. Join us after the break on QR Calgary and More Than Money.